You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Seedlings. Boys and girls, welcome to the Little Seedling Show. I'm your host, Monica, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. On today's program, we're going to learn the story of Noah and the Ark. But first, boys and girls, what do all good things begin with? A prayer! In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Repeat after me. Come on, Jesus. Come into our show today so that we can learn to love, to share, and to play nicely. Mother Mary, pray for us. We love you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now it's time for the Bible story of Noah and the Ark. Here we go. When God created the world, He had filled it with beautiful and amazing things. Hundreds of years later, the people of the world had forgotten about God. But God was still watching over them. When He looked at the world, the people made Him very sad. It seemed to God as if everyone wasn't following His rules. Well, everyone except for a man named Noah. When God looked down at Noah, He was pleased with what He saw. God saw that Noah listened to Him. He saw that Noah always tried to do what was right. So one day, God spoke to Noah. God said, "I am going to wash the whole world in a flood, but I want you and your wife, your sons, and their wives to be safe." God told Noah to build a big, big boat called an ark. And He told him exactly how to build it. Make it 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. Make lots of rooms on three different levels. Build it out of wood. Then cover the whole thing inside and out with tar to keep the water out. Noah did everything God told him to do. Day after day, Noah and his sons worked on the ark. He didn't mind the hard work because he was working for the Lord. Other people thought he was crazy for building such a big boat. But Noah didn't care what they thought. Noah knew that God had told him to do this. So that's exactly what Noah did. God had also told Noah, "When you go into the ark, take with you a pair of the living creatures. They will come to you so that you can keep them alive. And be sure to take lots of different kinds of plants and food, enough for you and all the animals to eat." Noah did everything that God told him to do. As the ark took shape, animals of every kind found their way to Noah. Cows and camels and doves and ducks and snakes and skunks all gathered around the man whom God had chosen to keep them safe. When the time came, God said to Noah, "Go into the ark and take all of the animals with you. I am sending rain for 40 days and 40 nights.
Oh no.
This rain will flood the earth, wiping it clean."
Oh no.
So Noah stepped into the ark with his family. With them came the pairs of animals, two by two. The day they entered the boat, the floods came in, just as God had said. The skies opened up and a huge, pounding raindrops fell to the ground. The lakes and rivers and oceans burst open. Water spilled onto the land. Noah's ark began to float. His family and all the animals were safe inside the ark. Isn't that beautiful, boys and girls? For 40 days, the rain fell and the water continued to rise. The water rose higher and higher until Noah's ark floated above the highest mountains on earth.
Can't touch this.
Noah and his family and all the animals safely rocked on the waves.
Can't touch this.
Then God decided it was time for the flood to be over.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
He sent a strong howling wind across the earth, and the rains stopped. The water went down, 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 until finally the ark came to a rest on top of the mountain. The mountaintop was still surrounded by water, so Noah decided to send a bird to fly over the water. If the bird returned to him, Noah would know that there was no grass or trees for the bird to land on. So Noah opened a window of the ark and sent out a dove. But the dove found no place to rest. It soon returned to the ark. After 7 more days, Noah sent out the dove again. This time, the dove came back with an olive leaf. When Noah saw the olive leaf in its beak, he knew that the water had gone down. He knew that there were trees and plants that began to grow again. Noah was overjoyed. Now the earth was dry. God spoke to Noah. He said, "Noah, it is time to leave the ark. Bring out all of the animals, the blue jays and blackbirds, hyenas and hippos, the toads and turtles. Send them out into the world to multiply and fill the earth again. Noah did everything that God told him to do. When everyone was on dry land again, Noah thanked God. Noah thanked God for keeping him safe, his family safe, and all the animals and creatures safe. God blessed Noah's family. He told them, "Be fruitful. Fill the earth with good people again." Then God made a promise. "Never again will I send a flood over all the earth." With these words, God put a rainbow in the sky. The bright colors of the rainbow: red, orange, yellow, blue, green, indigo, and violet, curved above the clouds. It was glistening, reminding of God's promise. Every time Noah and his family saw the rainbow in the clouds, they remembered God's promise to the world. And they remembered how God kept them safe during the big, big flood. Boys and girls, this was the story of Noah and the Ark. Boys and girls, let's shake things up a bit now. Let's do a warm-up. It's called the Holy Spirit warm-up. Wherever you are, boys and girls, let's get our bodies moving. Can you clap 10 times for the Almighty Father? Ready? All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10. Great! Can you stomp your feet for the Son, Jesus Christ? Ready? Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Awesome! And can you wiggle your body for the Holy Spirit? Are you ready? Let's wiggle. Boys and girls, we're gonna play our final song and we want you to wiggle.
You and you were always there. In trouble.
and girls, I hope you enjoyed this program. And remember, God always keeps His promises. Until next time, bye. Have been listening to Seedlings here on Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are. You can tweet us at Radio Maria Can or email seedlings@radiomaria.ca.